tonight, I would like to offer to you the importance of the mother and father, our parents, which we should be, which we owe so much to them. With deep gratitude, we would appreciate their existence. Buddha said in the Mingla Sutta how important the parents are. He said, Mata Pitu Upadanam Buddha Dharasa Sangha Ho Anakula Chak Kamanta Ida Mangla Mudamam. What he says to look after the parents, to cherish the wives and children, to have a right occupation or livelihood, this is the greatest blessing in life. So when we somehow look after our parents, they are getting old and have all sort of problems. Sometimes we may have some sort of a disturbance in the mind, oh, this is too hard, I'm so busy, I have resources to spend on it. That sort of a negative minds might come into the mind. But if we have a look at it, when we were little, like the children we have now, our parents have looked after us, to get up so many times in the night, and next day they go to work or do things with half asleep. You know, that sort of stage, they put so much effort into it, and then they have put so much resources on us, a lot of money being spent, hundreds and thousands of dollars spent on us to get our education, to get our food, clothing, footwear, etc. throughout our lives, supporting us. So when we have birthdays, like it's a birthday so and so date, what we should remember is not ourselves, but remember our mother, who has gone through so much pain and labor to bring us into this world. In those days, most of them are natural birth. Nowadays, we may have a cesarean, but it's not that much. And if you ask a man, a son or a daughter, how much pain can they bear? And they had a research somewhere, the amount, intensity of pain that a man can take, and they tested it, and then compared that to the childbirth. Childbirth is about many times more. So, yeah. So, for a girl or a woman, one day they might understand, but for a man, a boy wouldn't understand that sort of pain, and they take it for granted. We all, in a sense, take it for granted when it comes to our parents, you know. And then what happened is, the reason we take for granted is our life is in the forefront, our family, our children, like that. So our parents are at the background. Of course, we never have this notion of calmness and have time to recollect and think about them. Our issues, our problems, our things are in the forefront, and they are more important. So in a sense, not that we intend to neglect, but we did neglect, you know, the needs of our parents. Some of them don't even want to listen to their parents, rebellious, and they go against their parents, and some of them even dominate their parents. You know, the parents become old and now can't do anything. You do this, you do that, they dictate them. If you can look at the televisions and the news, some children try to get rid of their parents earlier to get the inheritance. That is happening, isn't it? But we are the one who try to open our eyes. So with the meditation, if we look carefully what is happening there, our parents are very, very important, because our existence on our birthday is because of our parents, especially our mother. You know, then on birthdays, instead of concentrating too much on ourselves of what presents I'm going to get, what dinner and this and that I'm going to go out and eat, we think of our mothers and fathers. Accordingly, you know, on our birthdays, we should, you know, celebrate for them, go and visit them, treat them nice meals, because they're the one who brought us into this world. So this is very important, how important the parents are. That's why Buddha said, to look after your parents is one of the greatest blessing in life. So in reality, most of the people, you know, apart from those people who love their parents very much, just, you know, keep it in a distance, and then we go on with our own lives, you know. Sometimes our parents' needs and this and that are non-existence, or we don't know what they need, because we never find out, because we don't have the notion of how important the parents are in our lives. We just take it for granted. So now, once we see these facts, what we do is to try and rectify it, you know. How important they are in life, you know, we try and find out their needs. Most of them, what they need is a little bit of, you know, attention and love. You know, they're so happy if they know, if they realize their children love them. That is very important, very important. So if we can do that, you know, materials, this and that, yes, we can support them. But most of all, if we support them on the mental side, give them love and kindness, attention, caring, you know, gentleness, you know, and, you know, that sort of things. But as you see, you can hear all the parents, you know, even before their parents died, they try to scheme things, and when the parents are at the, you know, stage where they can't defend themselves, some of them try to steal their, you know, property, money, etc., isn't it? So life is becoming like that. The parents are not appreciated. One day when they get very old, they may realize that, but by that time it's too late. It's too late. So the quality that we build ourselves up in life, to have the strength, inner strength. We do these things with the proper understanding and proper investigation, isn't it? You know, no matter how the parents are, some of them may be quite bad, but nevertheless, it's still your parents. The fact that your mother gave birth to you alone is, you know, enormous. Can't repay that, otherwise you wouldn't be here, if not for your mother and father, isn't it? So that is very important, to be patient. That is very important, because when they are old and frail, sometimes they don't know what they want, sometimes their wants change very quickly, you know, because of the conditions of the body and frailness and pain, you know, it's constantly changing. So if you understand that, looking after the parents is not that hard at all. Just to be patient. You know that they are last stage of their journey, and they are in pain, they are frail, they are weak, they have many needs, yes, but you know they can't fulfill themselves unless we help them and do it for them, isn't it? And some of them are very cruel parents. You know, even if they are cruel, if you have this notion of understanding, they're the one who brought you into this world, then when they are frail and fragile, you forgive them, because they are very important. Without them bringing you into this world, you wouldn't exist. For that reason, you try and forgive when they are frail and old. You look after them. See, this is what living and a divine living, that's what it's called. Try and, you know, appreciate the mother and father and try to look after them. You can, some of them will say, they don't look after me, why should I look after them? That's a wrong view, because whether they look after you or not, one day when you are capable of, and one day when they can't look after themselves anymore, then you should contemplate on this, and then you should forgive them, and you should, try and help them as much as you can, because the role they play in our lives is, you know, you can't pay back the debt that they brought you into this world, isn't it? Some of them are wise parents, some of them are not wise, but nevertheless, as I say, they brought you into this world. So you forgive them, time comes when they are frail and old and can't do things anymore. And when they are getting sick, in illness, you know, then even more so, you go and look after them, and then they will, you know, really appreciate it. Even if they are bad parents now, they will come to see, and they themselves, you know, will become released from their, you know, whatever they're trapped in. You are rescuing them with love and kindness. They feel eventually feel loved, and they feel taken care of, and that is very important in life. We are not finding people's fault. We try to do the best we can. We are not trying to find an ideal situation. We are trying to make peace and make harmony in whatever situation there is. Of course, we can hate in this world. My parents do this to me, do that to me. If you live with that hatred, you'll be imprisoned by that hatred, and you'll never know what peace is, what love is, what kindness is all about, until you give it to them when they are frail and when they are unable to do anything by themselves, or even before that, if you can approach them. I have this young lady who has the father left them when they were maybe 6 or 7 years old and never come back. And one time he came back, and then when she came back from school, he just glanced at her and went off. Yet, I think she loves her father, because she keep telling us little things she has done with her father. Yet, she can't reconcile it. Why did he leave me like that? So there are many things in life that happens. But in my view, is now is the time. The father is quite getting old, you know. Try to find out where he is. Try to reconcile, and try to make things up, and show love and kindness from your side. That's what it should be, because the parents are very important. She has her mother, because the father left the mother, two sisters, you know, left all of them, and never came back. It's a big thing. You neglected me, you didn't brought me up in my life, you didn't support me. We can give all sort of excuses, but in the end, it is your father, isn't it? So you can't replace your father, and that, you know, from that, you know, contemplation, you try and, you know, make peace with yourself first, and with your father and your parents, if necessary. So in life, if you only think of ourselves, of what I'm getting so tired now, looking after my father, looking after my mother, I have to clean up their mess, all the feces and this and that, and then I have to cook this, cook that, and I have to sit down and feed them. You know, I'm busy, I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. Then at that time, think about the time when you were a little baby. How much they have looked after you, you know, sleepless nights, all the things you need, washing your nappies. In those days, you don't have these disposable ones. You have all these towels, and then you have to wash them, all the things, you have to scrape it off, isn't it? All the mothers and fathers who have done that will know, isn't it? And then you have to, you know, wash it in nappy sun and that sort of stuff, all the bleaches and this and that. you know, constant work, because you have so many towels and then nappies, and then, you know, you need a lot of them. So you keep on washing and never ending and putting online or putting in the dryer or whatever. So when you're tired, oh, I can't do this anymore. I have to do everything for them. I have to clean up after their mess. Think about that. Try and remember that. And try and forgive them. Try and see how important they are. So especially on your birthday, go and give a big hug to your mom and dad for bringing you into this world. And I hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.